Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A 26-time world arm wrestling champion, Victor Torres, has helped many students and families work through issues such as bullying, abuse, molestation, alcohol and drug abuse, codependency, depression, anger, suicidal tendencies, death, divorce, and betrayal. Victor has a heart for helping hurting children and adults who have a desire to experience personal growth. He's with us today, and we are going to spend a few moments with him. But first, the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. The life of Christ has made a difference in Victor Torres. And as he shares with us what God has done in his life, I believe he will bring inspiration and hope to you. You know, Christ loves you so much. Christ Jesus himself died on the cross for our sins. He shed his blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. My friend, would you open your heart to Jesus? You know, that's really our hope and our prayer. Victor Torres wrote the book, Armed for Battle and Destined for Glory. He was a finalist in the 2012 Global E-Book Awards for Best Autobiography and Best Christian E-Book of the Year. His second book, Perfect Love Casts Out All Fear, was also a finalist in the 2014 Global E-Book Awards for Best Children E-Book of the Year. Victor has been a school counselor for 25 years. He's earned 2 bachelor's degrees and 2 master's degrees from Cal State Sacramento. Victor, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. I'm happy to be here.
Where did you grow up?
Danny, I come from a little town called Willits, California, and it's about, I'd say, 3 hours northwest of the Sacramento area where I live today. I actually live in El Grove, California today.
What was it like? What was it like for you growing up there?
My parents, mom and dad, they both came from Mexico because there wasn't much work where they came from. It's searching for a better life. And so they exposed me to hard physical labor ever since I was real little. We often worked out in the fields, picking plums, pears, green beans, grapes, depending upon the season. And so they taught me a very hard work ethic since I was real little. And also, as I went to school, I encountered lots of bullies from kindergarten through my senior in high school. And so I know what it's like to be bullied because it happened throughout my school days. And then, of course, my dad was also, even though my dad was responsible, always took care of our family, he was also emotionally and physically abusive at times. So it was kind of tough, you know, on the home front as well as at school. It was challenging.
Victor, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Who influenced me most? You know, I'd have to say my mother. My mother was a very loving, kind, sweet, Christian Catholic woman. She believed in me, you know, tremendously. She always told me, son, I believe in you. You can be whatever you want to be. I just know that God's given you special talents. And so I looked to my mom more than anyone else. And at the same time, my dad would come a close second, even though he was rough around the edges, because the best thing my dad ever did for me was when he took me to work out in the fields after I had done poorly in fourth grade, after I had received a poor report card, and he told me, son, I won't send you to school to flunk. I'm taking you to work with me out in the fields. And one day when I was out there, 100-plus degree heat, he turned to me and said, son, if you don't do well in school, this is your future with me for the rest of your life. And that just scared me half to death. And so
wow.
totally changed my life. When I came back to school, I worked as hard as I could. And my teacher was so impressed that he even called my dad and said, what did you do to your son? He goes, what do you mean? I've never seen him work so hard all my life. And that was a pivotal changing point in my life, is my dad did that for me.
How did you become a Christian?
Oh, let's see. How I became a Christian? Excuse me. I was searching for the Lord. I had finished earning my bachelor's degrees from California State University, Sacramento. And then I wound up landing a job in a restaurant called Casa Maria Restaurant as a waiter. And during that time, I was searching and spiritually, because I just wasn't content where I was at. Something was telling me. I had an uneasiness in my spirit, and I knew there had to be more to life besides, you know, what I'd experienced. And then one evening, there was a waitress who spoke to me. Her name was Kelly McGee, and she shared about her faith and how she was also raised Catholic like myself, and said she had undergone a conversion experience and invited me to go to church with her. So I went with her to a non-denominational church. It was called Faith Center Church and in Carmichael. And at the end of the service, the pastor gave a message, and at the end of the service, he said, anybody who would like to know Jesus, come up to the front. And I thought, wow, what does he mean by that? I just have to know what he's talking about. So I was drawn to the front, and he shared the plan of salvation. And he asked me if I wanted to ask Jesus into my heart. I said, yeah, you know, I think this is what I've been looking for all my life. I didn't know how to put it into words. So I prayed this prayer with him, and immediately it felt like scales came off my eyes. And I just felt tremendous peace and joy. And as I walked back to my seats, all these people came up to me and they hugged me. And they were all Caucasian people. That's significant, because whenever I was bullied, it was always Caucasian people who bullied me.
Mm-hmm.
And as they hugged me, I began to cry, and my father didn't raise me to cry, so I knew that was a miracle in itself, that I was shedding tears. I must have cried for 30 minutes, and that was just the very beginning. It's just, I believe it was God was doing a cleansing in me, a healing from, you know, my childhood hurts, and I haven't stopped since that day. That was Sunday evening, June 20th, 1982, and I followed the Lord faithfully since then, that's 34 years.
How has your relationship with Christ made a difference in your life, Victor?
Oh, my, good question. It's made a tremendous difference in my life. You know, Jesus has given me direction and a purpose for living where I didn't really have that before. I was just kind of, you know, searching, like searching in the dark. And he really gave me a purpose for moving forward. And after I had received my two bachelor's degrees and I asked Christ into my heart, I was praying for direction, and he led me to go back to the college and to pursue a master's degree, to become a school counselor, and also to pursue marriage and family counseling. And so he made that real clear to me, and so I wound up going back to college. My first 5.5 years, it's how long it took me to earn my two bachelor's degrees, and it took me another 4.5 years to earn my two master's degrees in school counseling and marriage and family counseling. And it was a good time because it really challenged me in my faith. A lot of what I was being taught, you know, in the secular realm had a lot of New Age and Eastern religious influence. And so it really caused me, as a young Christian, to really seek the Lord through the scriptures to make sure, you know, I found the right balance. And yeah, he also led me to write a book. It was actually my thesis, called A Comparative Analysis Between Born-Again Spiritual Christian and Secular Humanistic Counseling. And so the Lord really helped me to balance the teaching that I was receiving in the secular realm with what he was giving me through the Christian realm during that time.
How did you discover that you had this bent, or maybe more than a bent, obviously, to do basically about 10 years worth of studying and then to write, to do your thesis? When did you discover that?
You know, as I look back, that's a good question, Danny. I remember when I was an undergraduate student, and I was living at Sac State in the dorms, and I had lots of friends who were dating, you know, different gals, and they would share some of the problems they were having. Didn't date hardly at all in college, and so I just listened to them and just try to be there for them, especially when, you know, their heart was hurting. And they would later comment, you know, Vic, you know, you're a really good listener. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. And it just seemed to come naturally to me. And then so when I, as time went on and it was time to decide what to pursue, it just seemed to make sense that it would be a helping field. And that's really the area that the Lord led me into. And as I learned more about counseling, you know, through the courses I took and also through practicum classes I took where we actually practice counseling, where we would have somebody assume the role of a counselor, another one assume the role of the client, and then one was an observer. That really kind of gave me good firsthand experience as far as how it worked. And over time, it just came to me. It didn't come at first, but, you know, I had to work at it. But eventually, it just seemed to flow, and then I realized that, well, I think the Lord's getting to get the counseling, like, you know, described in the Bible. So it was a process for sure, Danny.
Victor, I can't continue on as we, of course, before we take our break. But as we do take our break, a little foreshadowing of what we need to talk about. Because Suzanne and I, we don't always get an opportunity to talk to a world champion.
That's right.
When it comes to arm wrestling. So when we come back from our break, I'm wondering if you'd be willing to talk a little bit about your tremendous exploits. I mean, I just gave a brushstroke at the beginning, but I wonder, how did you learn? By the way, I watched a YouTube video and saw you demonstrating some of your techniques. It's quite interesting when we think about the sophistication of what you've been able to do. Victor Torres.
And I think I'm very glad he's not in the studio today.
Well, he's certainly I'm certainly no challenge for him.
No.
And probably the majority of people that exist in this world. Victor Torres is our guest today. You can find out more about him at armforbattle.com. That's armfor4battle.com. More with Victor Torres. Heart to heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Victor Torres has earned 17 international and professional awards, including Covington Who's Who Executive of the Year, demonstrating leadership and excellence as an author and motivational speaker. He's with us today. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. If you'd like to find out more about Victor Torres, armedforbattle.com. That's armed, number four, battle.com. If you'd like to get this program in its entirety, you can do so as a free podcast, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Victor, how did you learn to arm wrestle?
Oh, that's funny how you asked that. Well, it's not something I really pursued, and I have to share, it really happened because I got bullied as a kid, and I remember when I was in, I think I was in seventh grade, and I got jumped by 10 bullies one time during recess. And bullies don't really need a reason to go after somebody. And I just happened to be, in the wrong place at the wrong time. And this continued throughout my school years. And then I went to college, and I remember I came back from my freshman year, and I was staying with my dad, and I wound up landing a job at a gas station. It was called Fast Gas. I was the cashier. And this is what propelled my arm wrestling career. And so someone came in, and there was like a little sliding glass window to separate me from the public because everything was closed, just that was the way they paid. And this person came and asked if he could get some gas. He said, "I'm really sorry, but I just put everything away, put away all the money, locked up all the pumps, and, you know, we're closed, and I have to be out here by a certain time." So he got really upset, and he tried to grab me through the little window as I backed away wisely and called me all kinds of bad names and told me he was going to beat me up really bad the next time he saw me. So after he left and I left myself walking home, I remember it felt like my heart was pounding so hard it was going to come out of my chest. I remember saying to myself, that's the last time any bully will ever mess with me again. I'm going to go to Sears tomorrow. I'm going to order myself a weight set and I'm going to get big and strong. I didn't know the Lord back then. but that's what I decided to do because I was just tired of being picked on. I didn't really give people a hard time. I was very quiet and shy and just kept to myself, but apparently I was a target. And so, And so I worked out fanatically, and then I continued after the summer ended. I went back to Sac State where I was going to college, and I kept working out. And then I started working out with my friends. And then afterwards they said, and they all started arm wrestling. And so they told me, come on, Vic, join us. And so I joined in. You know, just wrestling one guy after another. And then one day they mentioned to me, Vic, we noticed something. We think you have a gift. I said, what do you mean? Well, you know, all of us are bigger than you. You're the smallest guy here. And not only do you beat us, but you beat us fast. Maybe you should enter a tournament. And I thought, well, and I heard about this tournament in Petaluma called the Petaluma World Wrestling Championship Tournament. And so I wound up entering, and I didn't do well because it was my first tournament, and I think I lost my opening match, and I would enter a couple more tournaments over the next several months, and I didn't do well at all either. I think I was like 0 wins and 7 losses in my first 3 tournaments I had entered, and and I wound up also pulling some tendons in my elbows, so I thought, well, you know, maybe this is not for me, and so I just thought, you know, I would just hang it up for a while, and then during that time is when I got saved. I gave my life to Christ. And shortly after, the desire to arm wrestle started to come back. And I kept trying to pray it away, thinking, you know, this is just an ungodly, prideful thing, and I don't think it brings honor to God. And then the Lord sent me a Christian friend, and I shared what I was going through. And he said, you know, Vic, if this is God, we're going to pray for him to increase desire to wrestle again, and if not, we just prayed for him to take it away. It's that simple. So we prayed, and desire increased. And I went to church the following Sunday, and there was a guest evangelist at this place I went to called Capital Christian Center Church. And he shared, turn to Psalm 98:1, and it read, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him." And as soon as I heard that scripture, it felt like lightning or electricity just pierced my heart. My whole body was trembling. And I felt the Lord was telling me, I want you to go back into that arena before you knew me, when you were searching. And I want you to tell people about me, tell them where real strength comes from, that it comes from Jesus. I said, okay, Lord, but I never did it long enough to get any good at it, so no one's going to listen to me. He said, don't worry about that. I'll take care of all that. And so over time, I eventually wound up connecting with a group of professional arm wrestlers who wrestled every Saturday. So I did that for 2 years straight and then started entering more tournaments. And eventually I got better and better. And I would say probably the pivotal match that I had was I had competed in the California State Championship Tournament the year before, and I took a third. And this time I learned how to a new move in arm wrestling called top pulling. And if you've ever seen the movie Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone, it came out back in 1987. He popularized the move. And so that's the move that I learned. And so that's what I trained for. And so I came back this following year. My opening match was against this gentleman named David Lindberg. And he came up to the table, no shirt on, growled like a grizzly bear and slammed his forehead against the table. And it scared me half to death. And so we wrestled. Probably about 20 seconds I lost. And after that, my coach took me to the side and said, Vic, come here a second. I just want to let you know that I know that this guy Lindberg, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's more experienced. But that's not why you lost. You lost because you were afraid. You lost before the match even started. I want you to regroup, and we're going to get this guy hopefully in the final. So that encouraging pep talk really helped me. And I started a battle back. I won match after match, and I made it to the semifinals. And then I was pitted against a gentleman named Alex Areola, who was defending state champion, who beat me very easily the year before. And I went against him. I got a really good grip, beat him fairly quickly, and he was pretty shocked. And then my coach came up to me and said, Vic, you realize what you just did? You just beat the defending state champion. Now you have one more match to win against Lindbergh, who beat you earlier. You win that, and you'll be the champion. So I tried to prepare mentally for that. And before I went up to the table for my finals match, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to me, today I'm going to make you a California state champion. So I went up there with lots of confidence. Lindbergh did the same thing. He banged his head against the table, growled like a grizzly bear. But this time it didn't faze me. I was in a zone. I got a really good grip, and the referee finally started this. And after he said, ready, go, I brought him over really quickly, maybe about 2 seconds. I could still hear him saying, Victor Torres goes over the top. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new California state champion. And then I was like in shock because it happened so fast. And as I walked off the stage, my coach, who didn't know the Lord yet, but I eventually led him to the Lord a few years later, he said to me, Victor, today David slew Goliath. And that was the biggest win of my life that would set me off to eventually win 26 world championships, 11 United States national titles, 27 California state titles, including 17 years in a row, and then 136 career titles over a span of 5 decades. So that's kind of how it started. And actually, believe it or not, Danny, that's not the best part. The best part is that when I go to tournaments, I always pray and ask the Lord to bring me whoever he wants me to talk to, who needs encouragement mm-hmm. in a counseling-related field, or maybe someone who's depressed or down and out. He's had me lay hands and pray over several people who have had injuries, and the Lord has healed them right on the spot. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I've gone to the gym to work out, I've come across people who've had hurting elbows and shoulders, and I pray for them, and the Lord healed them right there. And so it's really turned out to be a ministry where, I go to different places, wherever tournaments are, and I'm always asking the Lord to show me who he wants me to minister to. Yes, it's fun to win, but that's not why I do it. That's just kind of like an icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. I really go to seek the people that need the help from the Lord.
Victor, going back to that, what a platform you're using to expand, really, your ministry. But I can't help but to go back and ask, paint a picture for me. I saw some video footage But tell me, what's the size differential between you and, let's say, that person that you defeated in the very that moment where you broke through a threshold?
Oh, okay. I think you're referring to when I beat David Lemberg in the finals at the state championships. He's normally a higher weight class. I'm usually in the 154-pound weight class, and I think he dieted down from the 175 weight class. So obviously he did come down to my weight, but that's not his real weight. And oftentimes after a weigh-in, people are allowed to eat as much as they want, so they could put on a lot of weight right after that.
Oh, my goodness. This weight.
And I've been this weight for a long time. But actually, and as far as world-class competition, I've won the world title at 143 pounds and 154, 165, and 176. Right and left-handed, never weighing more than 154 pounds. When I go up higher weight classes, just to challenge myself, see how far I can go. It's typically it's fair, and sometimes I even have age brackets. Also, I didn't mention that I won my first world title when I turned 40, and I wound up winning, I think, 26 world titles in the next 13, 14 years or so.
Wow. When we come back, Victor... Let's talk about your book, your writing. Armed for Battle and Destined for Glory. And your other book, Perfect Love, Cast Out Fear. We're spending our time today with Victor Torres. In fact, if you're like me, I'm feeling a great deal of encouragement and inspiration just by listening to him. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer. We're grateful that you're joining us today. You can find out more about Victor Torres, his books, his counseling ministry, the work that he does at victortorres.com. victortorres.com. Here's a man who knows what it's like to be bullied, but also to overcome. You know, sometimes you come to a point where you just get sick and tired of being bullied, being pushed around. But what he did was he transformed the situation with the help of the Lord in such a way that there is a leverage point in making the difference in the lives of others right now who may be struggling with bullying themselves. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Victor Torres is a man on a mission. It's a mission from God. It's an opportunity that God has given to him in overcoming something that many people struggle with or go through. And for some, it's something that they deal with throughout their lives. We're speaking of none other than bullying. Have you been on the receiving end of being bullied? Is it something that you experienced when you were younger? Or perhaps something that you struggle with even today? Many times, some might feel like it has to do with young people. But some of these things go on even in the older years of life. You can find out more about Victor Torres at victortorres.com. I'm Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We're grateful that you're with us today, Victor Torres, our guest. Victor, how were you inspired to write your book, Armed for Battle and Destined for Glory?
Well, you know, Danny, after having arm wrestled for several years, the Lord spoke to me one time during my prayer time and told me that he wanted me to write about my experiences to bring him greater glory. And he knew I liked to write and says, okay, Lord, so I'll do that. And, you know, at the time, my wife encouraged me at the time to do that as well. And so I just began to write a little bit at a time. And I kind of took the advice that I received from one of my professors when I was in college working on a master's thesis. And he said, guys, the way to get your writing started, you just got to set out a block set of time, certain time of the week, and just don't allow anything to get in the way. And so that's what I did. And so I worked on it for several years. And the Lord told me that that the theme was going to be basically how I overcame bullying and abuse. And he also told me to write it like a movie. In other words, with you know, like when with flashbacks and fast forwards. And so what I would do is I would write about a portion of my life, for example, like my mother's influence and my dad's influence, and what it was like during the early years growing up. And later in college. And so it was autobiographical, yes. But he also had me focus on how, you know, so many people out there are hurting emotionally because of what they've been through as far as childhood trauma, as well as adult trauma, too, and how important it is for us to face what's there. And so he gave me, at the beginning, the first part of the title, Armed for Battle, then later, and Destined for Glory. And he told me to put on the front, transform from a victim of abuse and bullying to a 26-time world arm wrestling champion. And the focus is learning how to bravely confront your past so you can be launched into your future. And that's really what I try to highlight, to just encourage people so they know that they're not alone in life struggles. We all go through trials, and yet God gives us such amazing grace to weather those storms. And hopefully out of that test will come our testimony if we prove ourselves faithful. And so the Lord showed me that he wanted me to encourage people through writing so they could see, you know, firsthand, you know, what I did so I could encourage others. And that's kind of how Armed for Battle and Destined for Glory came to be.
What? Oh, go ahead, Suzanne.
Victor, may I ask, do you have siblings?
I do, yeah. I have an older sister. Josephine, we call her Joe for short, and I have two younger brothers, Saul and Michael, and then I'm the oldest male, but the second oldest.
I'm just curious as to how Christ in you, through the arm wrestling, through even all your degrees, through your writings, has affected your family.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny you ask that. I think at first my siblings kind of wonder why I was doing what I was doing, and over time we were able to have good conversation, and I really believe it was my way of working through some of the I guess unresolved anger I had over the years of having been bullied. Mm-hmm. and then eventually, when obviously when I gave my life to Christ, I know it impacted my sister first because she saw that it was a true conversion, and we were both raised Catholic. And then ultimately, my brothers came along. They loved it when they saw I first started winning, and I would tell them, well, you know, it's because the Lord gives me strength, and the anointing is on me when I wrestle. Mm-hmm. In fact, I share with people sometimes that I went into a bathroom one time to change my shirt. And it's just a shirt that I wrestle in, and on the back of every shirt that I wrestle in, there's a scripture. One of my favorites is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I put that on, I felt a surge of strength go right through my body. I go, wow, Lord, what was that? And he goes, that is the anointing I've placed on you to wrestle for my glory. And so that's kind of how that happened. I just, you know, they've taken it pretty well, and they know I still do it. And it's been enjoyable. I started in 1979, and this will be my 33rd year of competition when I start in a couple months.
Now, how about Dad?
You know, Dad didn't receive it really well. because he thought I had forsaken my Catholic faith. And then my mom had died when I was 17, so she was, you know, had long passed away.
Oh.
But my dad had really questioned what I was doing. And for a while, I thought he might disown me. But over time, he saw, I believe, a change in me. And I remembered that, I would share with him, time to time, as well gave me opportunity. And it was actually pretty cool. Actually, on my wedding day back in 1990, we had an altar call. And my dad was the only one to raise his hand. He gave his life to Christ.
Oh.
And toward the end of his life, I could tell there was a dramatic difference. He often would say, God bless you. And he had joy that I hadn't seen before. And so I know ultimately the Lord got a hold of him. And he's with the Lord now with my mom. So I'm just thankful to be able to say that, my dad had a true conversion as well.
Oh, that's all so wonderful. Thank you. I have one more question.
Sure.
Do you audibly hear God's voice, or does he speak and direct you through a thought language, or both?
He usually speaks to me through my thought language. I think the only time I've ever heard him speak to me audibly was in a dream when he said to me, I am that I am. It was after a broken relationship that had been in a dating relationship. And he was just telling me, he said, I'm going to heal you. Just trust me. Trust me. And I remember waking up shaking like, wow. And thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. But typically, he speaks to me through the peace that I have when I'm seeking him for direction.
Mm-hmm.
And his presence, his joy. Open doors he gives me. Lots of ways through the scriptures when I read.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Victor, what's your message to those who long to overcome bullying?
I'm glad you asked it, Danny, because I know there's lots of people out there who've been victims of bullying, as children, as adults, as both. And I just want to share with you that there's a reason why we have to go through what we go through. God does allow it, and even though it doesn't make sense oftentimes when we're going through that terrible time, that we have to place our faith in the Lord and look beyond the pain and the suffering and know that he's working a greater work in us as a result. And I believe that through that adversity, he's birthing something greater within us for the future. And I do believe that's where our ministry comes from. And I'm just convinced that the Lord allows adversity to take place so he can build us from within, so we can also help others down the road. And I guess I flash on, when I was doing high school counseling at Stagg High School in Stockton several years back, almost 10 years ago, and this one girl had come to me, and she was having a real hard time because of the death in her family. And the Lord reminded me what it was like when I had lost my mother. And I remember at the time saying to myself, how can any good ever come out of this? And right then the Lord spoke to me. He said, this is how the good that's going to come out of it. And because I was able to relate to her, share what it was like when I lost my mom, I was able to help her, and I reached her, and I was able to help her to come to a place where she had hope in her life. And so that's just one example of how I know that, the message that God gives us to help others is so universal, because that's what he calls us to be here. We're here to help people one way or another. And I'm always looking, and wherever I go, I say, Lord, how can I help somebody today? It's just something ingrained in me that my parents put in me. And I'm just convinced that's why we're here. We have to help each other one way or another.
Your help with the girl is so scriptural in 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. Why does the Lord allow us to suffer? So that he can first comfort us, and then we can comfort others. And that's exactly what you're doing, Victor.
I'm just thankful to be used as a vessel. When you shared that, I guess one of the things that came to my mind, Suzanne, was I can recall ministering to people even when I was going through pain myself. Mm-hmm. And I remember like a spiritual mom of mine, I call her spiritual uncle, she's a lot older than me. But she said to me, Victor, said, when you minister somebody, when you're hurting, that's one of the highest forms of spiritual warfare you can engage in. And the enemy hates that. And it's so true, because I remember different times when I've had to do that, I just felt the resurgence of strength within my heart. It just come to me. And so when people say to me, especially when they've come to me for counseling, I've been doing almost 30 years now, maybe someday when I get healthy, I can do this. I said, you know what? We're called to help people all throughout our lives, whether we're at a crossroads, or whether we're walking through walking through good times or rough times. It's we're called to do that all the time.
You're listening to Victor Torres. Victor Torres, 26-time world champion in arm wrestling. He's the author of the book Armed for Battle and Destined for Glory. But that's not all. He's also written another book, Perfect Love Casts Out All Fear. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit, and we'll hear from him, share how that book was inspired, and really what the message is to that book. It's amazing how God gives a message to someone who goes through tough times, situations that others can certainly relate with, like bullying. If you've ever been on that side of things, you know what it feels like, that sense of helplessness and frustration. And if it goes on over and over again, almost a sense of helplessness and desperation. When we come back, Victor Torres will share more hope-filled messages to you.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinanan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you something right now. It may be a bit touchy, certainly a bit sensitive, but I think I need to ask it anyway. Is there something in your past that you are hiding from? Is there something that has happened, something that happened to you, that you're just ignoring it because it's too painful to deal with? You say, Danny, you're going to a place where, hey, I'm a bit uncomfortable. Well, let me just ease you by saying that, well, there are certain things even in my life that I don't really like to touch on. But as I listened to Victor Torres today, it has enlivened in my heart something within me to ask a question about bravely confronting my past so that I can be launched into the future. So what about you? You're not alone. I'm here with you. Suzanne Maurer is with you. We're together in Christ. We have this time together with Victor Torres. Would you be interested in learning how to bravely confront your past so you can be launched into your future? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer with Victor Torres. Victor, what about it? What does one need to do to bravely confront the past?
Danny, wonderful question. And, you know, we all have something in our past that we had to overcome, or maybe we're even still working through it. This, you know, reminds me, I remember hearing Dr. James Dobson on the radio one time talking about how many times when he has helped, you know, people, especially in their 50s or older, he said oftentimes they're still dealing with childhood hurts that they never learned how to overcome. I think part of the problem is that we haven't been equipped to work through the pain. You know, oftentimes, and especially for men, I've seen, you know, and it was the case for me as well growing up, you know, it's so ingrained within us. We're told, you know, to don't cry. Men don't cry. Boys don't cry. And yet the Lord has shown me over the years that when we don't express our emotions, it's like what we're doing basically is denying a part of our humanity. And we do need to face, you know, whatever we've had to face in our past that was hurtful or abusive. And I mean, I had a good counselor years ago tell me, like, if something bothers you, it's an issue, and you have to find a way to work through it. Otherwise, it's always going to haunt you. And, you know, I guess that always stood out to me. And so, and that's really what prompted me to write that second book, Perfect Love, Cast Out All Fear, because I realized that a lot of people are just simply afraid to face their past. And a lot of people don't know how to come to grips with their emotions. It's just a very scary thing to them. And that's obviously why God has given us pastors and youth pastors and marriage and family therapists and social workers. And hopefully God, they want to help us work through some of that pain. And that's essentially what I highlighted in that book. And which I thought was really cool how the Lord, you know, gave me that book. He also had me write a poem at the end of each chapter that highlights, you know, the basic message. And Danny, just having you, you know, talk about, you know, what I've been talking about earlier. It's okay. I'd like to share just a short poem from the book. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
And it captures what I'm talking about. It's called "Will You Dwell in Fear in the House of the Lord?" And it goes like this: As you go on, my child, with the life that you lead, the condition of your heart you must examine. Are you a blooming flower or a tumbleweed that's tossed in the desert and knows only famine? Do you build walls to protect you from caring friends? Do you dress up to look good for appearance sake? Beware lest your devices destroy you in the end. The silent pain that you carry is the enemy's bait. Denial, minimizing, and rationalizing arose when Adam and Eve tasted of the forbidden fruit. This led to lying, stealing, and manipulating, evils that joined forces with with poisonous roots? How long have you lived behind an invisible shield which protects the feelings you need to lay out on the table? This deadly self-made fortress in which you are steeled reveals your darkened heart, the condition you've enabled. Allow God to deliver you from hatred, guilt, and shame. Be open, honest, and heed his heavenly call. Abandon the lie that you've lived and the poison it contains, and allow him to enter your prison and tear down your walls. His son declared, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Shed your grave clothes of despair that have cut you like a knife. Allow Jesus to heal your wounds through the grace that he gives. By not trusting God to heal your hurts, you call him a liar. Yet he came to give life so you can have it more abundantly. Jesus came to rescue you from the enemy's filth and mire, which has prevented you from declaring, 'I'm finally free.' God says, 'I'll remove the stony heart that has hardened your ways and give you a fleshly heart as a testimony of my love. The eternal well you'll draw from will bless you all of your days through the spirit that descended to my son as a dove. You must live a resurrected life and put away childish things. Exchange your lies for the truth and do away with just surviving. You are an heir of promise. Rest under the shadow of my wings. Approach my throne for healing, for it's you whom I'm reviving. Receive the courage that I have for you to face your hidden pain. Trust Jesus as the hope of glory and anchor of your soul. Yield your spirit in thanksgiving and glorify my name. With healing, I will touch your life as you surrender all control. As you learn to love me, I'll remove all fear that you own. The enemy that you've listened to seldom bites but often roars. Decide now, my beloved, as you approach my holy throne, will you dwell in fear or in the house of the Lord?" And that's the poem that he gave me at the end of the first chapter.
Victor, lead us in a prayer. Someone today may be going through a moment of challenge, and just talking about what you are talking about and a poem appropriate like the one you just shared, maybe going through this period of having to deal with, well, certainly bullying, but it could be a number of things that are challenges in life that are very daunting at this particular time. Could you lead us in a prayer?
Oh, I would love to, Danny, absolutely. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for God, all the precious listeners out there, who listen to Danny, faithfully, Lord. And God, I just ask you to touch them wherever they're at right now, God. Whatever they're going through, God, whether it would be the death of a loved one, God, or separation or divorce they've been challenged with, God, whether they've been experiencing, a victimization, God, or bullying, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you know their condition, God, or even depression, God, or alcohol or drug abuse. We ask you to touch them, God, at the very depth of their being, Lord. Minister to them, God, where they have a need, oh, God. We just thank you, Lord, for reaching them, Father in heaven. I bless them emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, relationally, God, even financially, oh, Lord. Thank you for bringing healing and balance and deliverance into their lives, oh, God. Touch them, God, we pray, in a supernatural way, God, and give them that hope, Jesus, that they need for the future, Lord, because you are the hope of glory, oh, God, and you dwell within us, Lord, and you truly care about every detail of our lives, oh, God. And, Father, I just pray that not only would you heal them, God, but you would use them, God, as mighty vessels of glory, Lord, to help others who are in need, Lord. And I pray that as they go forth, oh, God, to help others, God, that they in turn would receive their healing as well. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, oh, God. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Victor, what is your favorite scripture verse?
It's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which is the heart of the ministry that God has given me.
Mm-hmm. Why is that verse so important to you?
You know, I think it's important because I remember when I was younger, I wasn't physically strong, and I was always thin, and I always had difficulty, standing up for myself. But as I became a Christian, the Lord built a real strength within me, spiritual strength that comes from getting to know him through word, his word, through prayer, and through fellowship with other believers. And this just has rung true in my life, and I just always try and encourage others through that scripture as well.
You have any other books coming down the pike?
You know, I have another one that's going to be released next month, Danny. It's called The True Making of a Champion, Building Strength and Character Through Adversity.
Wow.
Give us a snapshot of that.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about it another time when you have time.
Yeah. You have a quick snapshot of it?
Yeah, well, you know, this book came forth, you know, it's interesting because I was putting together a series of messages that God had put light on my heart to share, you know, different places, different churches. And then he told me, I want you to transform this into a book. And so he had me talk about the different facets of arm wrestling and how we overcome adversity, you know, through those different arenas. And the different chapters are called the Gladiator's Arena, the Warrior's Grip, the Champion's Jump, the Winner's Hold, the Strongman's Surge, and the Conqueror's Pin. These are all different stages that you go through in route to winning in arm wrestling. So God had me talk about each area, but relating it to real life struggles that people go through in life. And it's just a different way of encouraging people, you know, so they know that they're not alone and the Holy Spirit's always there with them to help them to overcome. And that's kind of a snapshot of it in a nutshell.
I encourage you, dear friend. Check out Victor Torres at victortorres.com. Victor, thanks again. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a very precious time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Danny. Yeah, and like you said earlier, they can also find it on armedforbattle.com or even amazon.com.
I hope you've been encouraged today by the story of Victor Torres. Again, you can find out more at victortorres.com. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 5, for just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Victor Torres. You can find out more at armedforbattle.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.